Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. This is fun, huh? All right, we already had the debate. Banning Elway, who cares? I think we could all agree one of those guys would be great. That's fine. It's an ownership thing. They're not going to, hopefully it's not Jerry Jones type guy, and you're not going to have to worry about it. George Payton's going to be the guy under the microscope. The more important question today is, I'm sorry, it is. You were talking about it, Angel. Basketball, man. It's basketball season. We have some great stuff happening in basketball, both locally and nationally. Steph Curry goes off last night. Or I don't know, it was maybe a week ago or something, but it was in a publication. And he said he thinks that the 2015-16 Warriors, we'll just say 2015, that was with Kevin Durant, would beat the Chicago Bulls, the 1996 Chicago Bulls, in a best-of-seven series. He thinks they would beat them in six. And again, some of us are going to have to use, even me, I loved the Bulls. I loved watching them, but I'm not going to sit there and tell you that I had everything charted out at that point. That wasn't 10-year-old Brady doing the whole show at that point. I mean, I might have been talking to myself and pretending I was on the air, but it would basically be like, Jordan, I love you, man. Who's winning? So you're easily saying the 96 Bulls.
Yes.
Okay, go vote at thewholeshow.com. I want to see where this goes. And right there, it's already 50-50. So go to thewholeshow.com and vote. I want to see where this ends. From the 303, Jordan would guard Curry. Probably. Yeah. But then you got Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant open. I'm looking at it. Dude, trust me. I was a diehard Bulls guy. Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Steve Kerr, Tony Kukoc.
Wait, so would Steve Kerr be playing and coaching?
Yeah. Two different versions of him. That just now hit me for some reason. Yeah, Curry, I guess, would be coaching. Who's coaching this team? That's right. You got two different versions there. Is it Ron Harper, another stud for the Bulls? That's your starting five. Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, Kerr, Kukoc, Harper. And then for their starting five was Curry, Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala. Who the hell was their fifth? Livingston? Was it Livingston? Who's shooting the ball well at that point? I don't remember who that was.
I would love to see Rodman and Draymond Green just... I feel like there would be a fist fight every game between those two.
That would be fun, man.
So like, couldn't even suspend them. They would just fight every game.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. Two different styles of basketball.
I like Pippen on Durant.
So I gave up the sixth man too. That's what Harper would be, and then Livingston. So yeah, it'd be Jordan versus Curry, Durant and Pippen. That's a hell of a match, dude. This was. Let's make the robots here. This would be fun. So Rodman would go up against. You think Rod? So it'd be Rodman and Draymond. Who's guarding? Is it Steve Kerr versus who started? Did Kerr start or Tony Kukoc or did they? Was it Harper? I don't remember.
I feel like Kerr was coming off the bench at that point.
Yeah, he was coming off the bench. That's interesting, man. This is an interesting battle. Well, look at the coaches. Phil Jackson, Steve Kerr. I mean, Phil Jackson's a greater coach than Kerr, right?
He coached Kerr.
Yeah, he coached him, taught him everything he knows, and now here he is. In fairness, I mean, you could say the same thing about Jackson. He's had legendary teams. I mean, his titles have come from the Bulls and Kobe's Lakers. So if you want to say, well, Kerr got the Warriors and Steph Curry, and then in that time he was great. Well, Phil Jackson, same thing. I always say this, man. It's just because you have studs on your team doesn't mean they're easy to coach. Do you think Draymond Green's easy to coach?
No.
Probably not. And Curry's got the baby face with the beard now, and Klay Thompson, but do you think there's ever a riff of, hey, Thompson's getting more like, probably not. Those guys seem pretty above board on that stuff, but like Andre Iguodala, was he tough to coach? That is a fun debate, man. Let's see where we are. I just refreshed. I'm curious to see how this thing ends. So that we just randomly threw that up. That's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Who would win? The 96. Oh, my goodness. It's going off now. 96 Bulls, 75% to the 25% Golden State Warriors. Yeah. Well, this is what Curry said. He was asked about it. He said, absolutely. Obviously, we'll never know, but you put us on paper with them. I like our chances. I say dubs and six. The 2015 Warriors actually bested the 96 Bulls, 72-10 record. I have a little basketball in my office. Michael Jordan, check it out when you're in there next time, Joe. My dad got it for me when it was McNichols Arena. Bulls played the Nuggets. You were hard-pressed to find any Nuggets memorabilia in there because it was Bulls, Jordan, Pippen, all that stuff. And I, of course, the same day I got a Rocky stuffed animal mascot. I begged my dad to get it for me, but I also wanted the basketball because it was the Michael Jordan. It showed all of his records that year, and then 72-10, and I wanted that one too. And my dad surprised me and hooked me up with both. I mean, that was a cool thing. They're both in my office to this day. But that's, I mean, and then they broke that record, 73-9. They didn't win the championship that year, though, because a lot of people thought maybe they pushed so hard to get that record. But that was a good, basketball team. That 15, what was it, 15 and 16?
That was the year they started, like 28-0, right?
Yeah, they were phenomenal. They didn't win, but that was when they were really, really good. But that whole stretch, you could say 2015 or 16, whatever. We know what we're saying. The same kind of group, because you could really say 96 Bulls or 95 Bulls or whatever. Those teams were absolutely amazing. That's a hell of a debate, man. Go vote at theholeshow.com. All right, we got playoffs coming up. Saturday, we got Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday night playoff game. You got Buffalo and the Pats. You got the Raiders and the Bengals coming up. How did we do in the picks, by the way? Did we tied when you tweeted out your trash talk? Did you end up winning?
I think it was down to like two games. Because I didn't do the final after the Raiders-Chargers game, but we were very close. We were tied after the first set.
I'm very curious to see how that went. Because we got to start. We're doing our picks. I'm doing my picks for the weekend. I'm going to try to nail every one of them. 100%. That's my goal. It's like Happy Gilmore. Just try to hit a hole-in-one every time. That is my golf strategy. That will also be my pick strategy when it comes to the NFL playoffs.
Okay. We tied.
We tied.
Because you had picked
fantastic.
You had picked New England and I picked the Chargers.
So that, yeah, there you go. We balanced it out. We tied. Okay. Well, now we come down to the playoffs. So taking a look at Saturday's games first. Well, the Bills and the Pats. Last time those two teams played each other, the Buffalo Bills won 33-21. Josh Allen had himself a day, 314 yards and three touchdowns. Mac Jones was terrible. He had 145 yards and two interceptions, no touchdowns. He was awful in that game. And you remember former Bronco Isaiah McKenzie lit it up. 11 receptions, 125 yards, and one touchdown. Is that going to be the way this thing goes down next time around? Bills and Pats. Boy, that's the Patriots have been just, they've been interesting, right? I mean, there for a while, it looked like, boy, Mac Jones and company, they're just going to roll. They're going to do some major things this year. Belichick's going to even up with old Tommy Boy. But their last stretch after their bye week was week 14. They went 1-3 after the bye, losing to the Colts, the Bills, and your Dolphins in that final game of the season. They did beat Jacksonville 50-10. I love the Bills in this game.
I do too.
Yeah, I think.
At home.
I think it's
first playoff game for Mac Jones. Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot, and he's been okay. He's been good within Belichick's offense. I know we got to take a break, don't we? I love the Bills. The Bills are 4-point favorites in this game. I love them to cover. I love the Bills to win that game and cover four. Let's look at the final game. The next game, no, Raiders and Bengals next. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Turn to legendary broadcaster Jerry Schemmel this season for UNC basketball coverage. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.